One of the many attributes of Kadam Dharma is that there is no difference between Kadam Dharma and people's everyday experiences. Even without studying or listening to Buddha's teachings, Dharma, some people come to similar conclusions as those explained in Kadam Dharma teachings. So recently, when the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom was taken into hospital sick with the coronavirus and even had to enter intensive care, and people were very worried and a little bit shocked that he was sick. And in an article I read, a newspaper article, the conclusion in the article was that power is no protection from harm. Because even the Prime Minister was now in intensive care. Also, in the news around the world with this unusual situation that we're seeing, many celebrities, famous Hollywood actors, footballers, many celebrities are announcing that they are sick in hospital. So fame, power, is no protection from harm. When we take impure life, normal human life, controlled by delusions, sickness, aging, death come without choice. They are everyone's experience. So Venerable Geshe-la gave me this advice. When someone close to me was sick, he said, sickness, aging, death, no one is an exception. This is completely common, from the highest king or queen to the lowest beggar. There is no choice. The only difference is time. You can pray for them. And when talking normally, encourage them to maintain a positive mind always, without blaming, without regret, without disappointment or discouragement. Encourage them to accept happily. This is the practice of patience. This virtuous action of patience will bring many good results in the future. Give them some encouragement to be happy all the time, to keep a positive mind. Then there's no problem. If they are not happy, but discouraged, then not only do they have the physical sickness, but mentally also they have the problem or mental pain of discouragement. Try to help them with simple, normal advice, reminding them everyone has this experience. There are no exceptions. The only difference is time. Perhaps afterwards it will be a different sickness. So in reality, encourage them not to be discouraged, depressed, to have blame or regret, but just to accept happily as purification for the mind. Then this will help in the future. If you share this advice, it will be very beneficial for this kind of situation. So I think we can see. Sickness spares no one, from the highest king or queen to the lowest person. So then we have to think, what does protect me from harm? Because power, fame, do not. We need to seek refuge from harm in objects that can give us protection. Inner strength inside our mind, the inner protection of spiritual experience that comes from practicing spiritual teachings, Buddha's teachings, and through relying on the source of these teachings, living Buddha Shakyamuni, and those trying to practice these teachings. We need to seek protection where it can be found.